It was big news during the week because Adelaide have finally named their fifth CEO in the history of the footy club. He comes from the Hawthorn Football Club. They've lost another one. Tim Silvers is his name. Tim, welcome to the Captain's Run and a massive congratulations to you.
Thanks, Kane. Really appreciate it. It's been a big 24, 48 hours and yeah, it's just an amazing opportunity for me and my family to come over to South Australia and entrench myself in this community and lead what I think is just such a proud and passionate club.
I can imagine how big it's been, and that's why we appreciate your time. Has it been a long-standing goal of yours to lead a footy club as a CEO? When did you first realise that you were capable of doing this?
Look, probably about four to five years ago, it sort of really dawned on me. I've been on the executive at Hawthorn for about 5 years at that time, and I was Stuart Fox was the CEO at that time, and I started to write out a plan and a development plan of what I needed to do and the steps I needed to take to be a formidable challenger to get a CEO's job in the AFL, and there's only 8 in the job, so I always knew it was going to be a challenge. And yeah, I got an opportunity in 2017 at the Hawthorn Footy Club where I was in an interim role once he left to go to the MCC. And yeah, that really whetted the appetite. I didn't get the big gig at that time, but you know, since then I've probably been pushing and driving, you know, exposing myself to all parts of the business of a footy club, be it commercial operations and obviously the football side, so that if the opportunity came, that I was ready and willing and able. And you know, with COVID hitting, and you know, from my end and every club's end, it was a little bit of a fight for survival last year and make sure clubs could get through and, you know, save positions, et cetera, as much as you can. So I thought that maybe my opportunity had passed. But, this opportunity came up with Adelaide sort of a couple of weeks ago and, I was lucky enough to land the role.
Tim, your role encompasses many things, of course. How do we judge you? Solely to build a football program to have sustained success, but then you've also got the commercial element as well. So Adelaide now, commercially, prior to this year, really strong. Of course, we know what happened, but on-field, not so. How do we judge you and your performance?
Yeah, it's a good question. Look, it's the plan is it's still football first. Like, we have to support everything, every staff member, every player, every coach here is all about trying to give us the best opportunity for on-field success. So even through the commercial side, we're going to put everything in our power to be as successful as we can on the field. But like I said at the top, the plan for us is to sort of rebuild, reshape, improve, and get some respect back from the competition. Make our members proud. So that's going to be our focus over the next few years in terms of on-field and off-field. Yep, you're right. We've had pre-COVID, we've got great commercial sort of offerings, and we've been strong. But something I've learnt through a long time being at Hawthorn, if you stand still and you don't innovate and strive to get better, you'll get caught up. So that will be our mantra at the club: continue to grow in everything we do, continue to innovate, diversify, because we need to continue to grow, get strong revenues into the club, and we've also got a little bit of debt at the moment, so we need to sort of balance our books and sort of, I suppose, that one of the priorities for the club, and I've read a lot about it, and you know, just been involved with the club personally over the last sort of 24, 48 hours, is around focus on a new elite training and admin facility for the club, so a new home that would also be a home and a place for our members and supporters to come to, as well as a home for our AFLW program. So they're probably the three key things that I'm focusing on. So football, support football, and help them grow, continued commercial growth, and finding a new home for the club.
And as you're speaking, you're juggling a lot of balls in the air. So eliminate the debt. I heard your confidence in your ability to do that, and I don't doubt that for one second. But you've got to eliminate the debt, but also come up with a new base and invest in that. Now, if I look at the club where you're coming from, the Hawthorn Footy Club and their new training base, it's going to cost $100 million, I'm reading. Now, $15 million of that is from the government. The Crows have got $15 million. How much is this base going to cost at Adelaide?
Yeah, good question. I probably don't have the granular detail on that, but it's nowhere near the Hawthorn costs. But like I've come from Hawthorn that were sort of focused on raising money through a number of different avenues. Like they, out of a $100 million facility, they may have put in sort of 10% themselves. So they had specific fundraising programs, work with the local government as well as the state government as well as the federal government to get support through through different varied levels of funding. So it's going to be a jigsaw puzzle. We're going to have to work on that and get a funding strategy together, work with the key stakeholders and deliver a plan. Whether debt would be involved, we'll have to research that and understand that. But at the minute, like we said before, there's a small bit of debt, and we did that to make sure that we were still an unassisted club from the AFL. Like that has been the club's focus, being able to make our own decisions under our own steam. So that will be a focus in the short term, but also building a strategy to fund and deliver an elite training admin facility for our men's and women's program as well.
We know you're a footy person. You've already spoken about that. How important is it to be a true football person to be successful in this role?
Look, I don't think you can't change from sport to sport. I think if you can understand some of the basic elements. But for someone like me that's been in the industry for 17 years, I can walk into a club and know what works, how the operations work, understand the commercials, understand the financials, the football department, the pros and cons across all levels. But, I can hit the ground running, and I've come from a successful program. So I think that's an enormous benefit, and understanding the industry will really support that. So I think it's an enormous benefit, and I know I've been approached for a number of different roles over the last sort of 2 years to go to other sports. And the reason I sort of held back was that, this is the industry I know. I know this back to front. So when this opportunity came with Adelaide, I just jumped at it.
I did enjoy reading some of the stories, coaching junior footy and coaching Brent Rutten to an under-11 premiership, I think it was. Tim, so it's in your blood. Like you're a footy guy, and I think that will be received exceptionally well here, where we won't speak about the past, but I think that presented some challenges to Andrew Fagan. Speaking of Fags, have you had a chance to speak to him since the announcement?
No, I haven't. I didn't know Fags too well. We've exchanged a text or two, and I'm sure we're going to touch base over the next month.
Now, did I hear correctly that finals in 2 years, or did I hear you want to be competing and playing finals in 2 years at Adelaide?
No, I don't think that was right. That was me. What? Like I sort of said before, that the focus, footy focus, will be around just improvement across all facets on the ground. We need our young players to develop. We need our veterans to continue to lead. We need to strive and be more successful, yes, but we don't want to put a number on it. We need to get respect back. We want to make our members proud and show improvement on the field.
I'm conscious that you've just stepped into the place, but are you looking to bring support with you, people you've dealt with and that you rate? And do you think Matthew Nix has everything around him in his footy department that he needs to be successful?
Oh, look, it is a little early for me to judge. I've got wonderful contacts in the AFL industry, and it's an industry that's been cut a little bit bare, which is really sad and disappointing. So there's some good people that aren't actually working at the moment. But like I need to get myself into the club, understand what our pressure points are. Got to support the footy program, give them every opportunity to succeed. But first impressions is that we've got good people here with good values and striving for a common goal. So it's a really good start.
And we just get texts as we're talking here, and we ask Crows fans if they have a question for you. One coming through from Tim asked whether you've had a chat to Jason Dunstall, who you would know through your dealings at Hawthorn, and what his thoughts of the Adelaide Football Club after undertaking the review some 2 years ago.
I haven't. And I had sort of crossed my mind, but knowing Jason and knowing how by the book and confidential and well-governed he is as a person, that I didn't think it was appropriate for me to call during potentially an interview process. But, that'll be something that I might do over the next little while. And I will have, as CEO, will have access to that report that was provided, I think, 18 months ago.
Well, it's a massive congratulations from us. It must be such a thrill for you. It hasn't been many of them, just the fifth CEO in the long history of the Adelaide Footy Club. We congratulate you. Look forward to dealing with you throughout the year, and good luck.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.